Dead Man's Cove by Lawrence St. John, read by Alison Reed. Chapter 1. They came for her at 6:47 a.m. Laura made a note of the time because she'd been waiting for this moment for 11 years, 1 month and 5 days, and she wanted always to remember it, the hour her life began. It was still dark, but she was already awake, already packed. The sum total of her possessions had been laid out in her suitcase with a military neatness. 2 of everything, except underwear and books, of which there were 7 apiece. 1 pair of knickers for each day of the week, as ordered by matron, but not enough novels by half. Then again, Laura wasn't sure how many would be enough. When you spent your whole life waiting, books became like windows. Windows on the world, on the curious workings of the human mind, on shipwrecks, audacious jewel thieves, and lights that signalled in the night, on giant hounds that roamed fog-wreathed moors, on magical tigers and savage bears, on incredible feats of survival and courage. Laura sighed and pulled back the curtain beside her bed. Her real window didn't open onto any of those things. Once it had faced the rolling, flower-filled landscape that had given the Sylvan Meadows Children's Home its name. But that was before a health and safety official decided that nature presented a danger. As a result, Laura looked out onto a car park and a tarmac playground with a couple of swings. Beyond the hedge was a suburb of identical brown brick houses, now covered in snow. It was a vista of unrelenting dullness. Sometimes, when Laura was absorbed in a book...